I'm Laura Campbell. I manage the Agricultural Ecology Department with Michigan Farm Bureau.
Laura, coming together to support some habitat initiatives throughout Michigan, can you share some of the new work that is being launched for this year and continued?
Sure. This is actually an opportunity that we've been involved in with, it's led by our State Department of Natural Resources and the great folks who work there, and involves partners from all across the state, both state and federal agencies, as well as nonprofit organizations, universities, really a lot of different folks, as well as ourselves and a lot of the commodity organizations who have participated in this too. The effort is aimed at protecting monarch butterflies. A lot of people are aware that their populations have been in decline, that, you know, a good storm in the winter in Mexico, where they have their winter grounds that they retreat to during the cold weather. One good storm can knock their population down to very dangerous levels. And so there has been a petition that's been filed to say that they should be listed as a threatened or endangered species. The effort that we're involved in here is really to improve and provide opportunities for habitat development to help strengthen those populations, not only in Michigan, but across the rest of the country, where, because they have an enormous habitat and they travel all across the country, in order to make sure that their numbers are strong enough that they don't have to be listed as an endangered species. Obviously, you know, because of the fact that they're very recognizable insect, and that, you know, and that they're a very kind of key part of our natural environment. They also do some pollination work, and are a species that, if they were listed as endangered, could cause a lot of problems for farmers and for other people who are trying to manage the lands that they own, because now they'd be under this obligation to protect an endangered species that is tiny and they have no idea where it's going to be. So this initiative is really Michigan's part of the larger national plan to identify potential habitat, to help identify programs that would help both private landowners and state and federal land managers to figure out where that habitat could be, to implement it, to have it in place so that we're able to be part of that solution and make sure that those numbers are stronger.
What's the monarch's role in agriculture and the benefit it has to farmers?
Well, monarchs aren't really what we think of as like a central key pollinator. They do pollinate some flowers, and that's going to be important for some of our folks who are involved in the nursery industry. But they're not like the honeybee. They're not identified as a central agricultural crop pollinator. Really, the bigger role they have for agriculture is the fact that they're out there in the countryside. They frequently have a lot of the same habitat needs as other more central pollinators. And if they are identified as threatened or endangered, the limitations and restrictions that we would have on everything from pesticide management to plowing and tilling to planting seeds to harvesting to everything that might injure an endangered animal or threaten its habitat could then be in question. And that's the real involvement that farmers have, is that threat hanging over them of an endangered listing.
And Laura, to wrap us up, what would be some examples of habitat that farmers or landowners could implement and benefits it could have to the population?
Sure. Some of the habitat that could be put into place and a lot of the things that we're talking about come through those voluntary programs that are available either through local conservation districts or through farm bill programs, where you are planting mixes of wildflowers and milkweed in those unused areas around your farm. Or you're taking land that you would have put into the conservation reserve program or some other land retirement plan, and instead of just growing grasses on it, or growing some other species, you have the opportunity, and especially in Michigan, because we have some extra funding for it through the Farm Bill programs, there's opportunities for assistance to plant those into pollinator habitat and include milkweed for the monarch butterflies. So there's a lot of really good opportunities for farmers to get involved and to step up and identify some of those habitat areas there.
And any last comments?
Well, this again is a really good partnership effort. It's a way that in so many other ways, Michigan farmers are very proactive and like to step up and take care of issues and potential concerns before they have to become a regulatory need. And this is another example of ways that farmers are getting involved and are stepping up and saying, you know what, we don't need regulation because we're going to do the things that need to be done proactively and using the resources and the programs that we have out there and available.